y'all. Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And today on the podcast, we have my friend Ella joining us.
If you enjoy this episode, follow us and comment so we can chat with you.
We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Casts.
We just started a website for this podcast, which is so cute. We will link it in this episode's description.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com. Remember to share this podcast with your friends if you enjoy it.
Now, let's jump into our third episode.
Welcome, Ella, to the God's Girls Podcast. We are so happy to get to talk to you today.
Ella is a close friend of mine who has an amazing blog, which we will link in the description of this episode because you need to check it out.
She also is in the process of writing a book, and to find more info about that, check out her blog.
So to start, we will ask you a couple of faith-based questions.
Okay.
How have you grown in your faith throughout the past school year or year in general?
Okay, so from everything that has been happening in the world lately, I feel that has definitely drawn me closer to God through my faith. I've had more alone time, I don't know, and I'm learning how to deal with not seeing my friends and a lot of different things. At first, I was sad about not getting to go to school for the end of the year, and I didn't know what God had, like, what he had planned for the world. So I've been learning more about his plan to use everything that happens for good, and he has shown me to trust in him. And yeah, I made the goal to grow more in my relationship with Christ through this break from everything. So yeah.
Okay. So I'm so glad you've grown in your faith this past year. I know me and Evelyn have definitely grown in our faith. So it's really cool to hear how different people have grown. Do you have an example of how you've grown, and like, do you have an example of who has helped you grow in the past year?
Well, not who, but what. I've been using the Bible app a lot recently and reading a lot of plans, and that's one of the things that I think has helped me. And going to church every Sunday, which we always do, but
yeah, I love the Bible app. Bible plans are a great way to get closer to Jesus in an orchestrated and orderly fashion.
Yes.
So the second faith-based question we have for you is, what do you do as part of your quiet time with God?
Okay, so my answer is really long for this question, but I'll just go ahead and explain it all. So in the mornings, I like to go outside, and it's always really nice in the mornings, and I like to watch my dogs and stuff. So I like to start off by reading a devotion from the Bible app, and that just kind of starts off my day. And then like close to the middle of the day, I like to read another devotion just for some words of encouragement. And then at night, my routine is a little bit different. I finish off by reading another devotion on the Bible app, and then when I'm ready to get in bed, I like to read a chapter from the Bible. Right now, I'm currently in 2 Chronicles, and next is this devotional book that I've had for a while, and it's called The 1 Year Devos for Girls. I like to read that next. Then, once I've done that, I sometimes like to read a chapter from one of my favorite books, from one of my favorite authors' books by Sadie Robinson. So I'm currently reading Live for the second time, and have just started reading Live Original by Sadie Robinson. So that's what I like to do.
Yes, I love how many devotionals you do in a day. I wish that's what I could do, but I find that I'm so busy, I don't take time out of my day to talk to Jesus as I should, which isn't really a good habit to establish, so I've been trying to fix that lately. But I'm glad to hear that you have so much time to spend with Jesus and that you use your time for that purpose. I'm gonna learn from that, definitely.
Thank you for answering those questions. Your answers were amazing.
Now it's time for the question we ask all our guests.
How have you seen God work in your life?
So I went to public school for the first time in the middle of sixth grade. And before that, I had only gone to private school in like the beginning, like of kindergarten. And I saw God bring my worries and fear to go to a new school where I knew no one and give me an experience. What I mean by that is I made lots of new friends, and through my experiences in public school, I learned many new things about the world. That is the main way I've seen him work in my life. But above all, I learned that there are so many people that still don't know God, and I feel that as Christ did for us, we should also do for others. I've also learned that through every experience I have in my life, God will be there ready for me and ready to help me deal with change and adversity. Going into high school in the fall of this year seems really scary, but seeing what God has done in my life in the past makes me all the more excited to see what he will do in my future. To sum everything up, Matthew 6:10 says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God is bringing people together and showing us who he is. God has a plan for each and every one of us, and I haven't just seen God work in my life, but also in lives of others. So that is all I have for that question.
So I actually do love your answer. I don't relate to the middle school or the public school part because I've just been at private school, as you know. But I'm glad you've learned something positive from that transition, because I feel like I would have only thought of the negative in that situation. Like, I would miss private school a lot, but you actually took something positive out of something you could have been negative about.
Thank you.
Of course, yeah. So thank you again for being on our podcast. It has been so fun to talk to you today.
Of course. Thank you.
Do you have any prayer requests that you feel comfortable sharing on the podcast?
Yes, I have one. So my mama and pops are at the nursing home right now, and they're unable to see family and friends. The only thing we've been able to do is go by their windows and call them on the phone to speak to them. So my family and I have definitely missed seeing them face to face.
Yeah, that's hard. That is really hard. So we're about to lift you up in prayer and all our listeners. So let's all bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we lift up Ella's mama and pops to you now.
Please keep them safe and healthy through this pandemic.
We pray that Ella will soon be able to visit them again in the nursing home.
Thank you for Ella and everything she has said on the podcast today.
We hope that she has blessed many people through her words.
We pray over our listeners and any prayer requests they have.
A person from our church has reached out to us and asked us to pray over her marriage, that it will be godly and faith-based.
We also pray over her and her family as they move to Tennessee. They will be missed greatly.
Thank you for everyone listening, and we pray that they will have a blessed day.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Ella, for finding time to be again on the podcast. It has been so fun for us to talk to you today, and I'm very thankful that you've gotten to share all your thoughts on this topic.
Yes, I'm very thankful that you invited me. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
No problem. Again, her blog is linked in the description of this episode. Please check it out once this episode is over.
Remember to follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our contact tab, email us, or DM us on Instagram.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday.